Pleasure chatting this morning with Lian Chen, no stranger to our landscape in the tourism sector. Lian grew up in the north coast of KwaZulu-Natal. Now, coming from KwaZulu-Natal myself, I must tell you, north coast people are a whole other vibe. They are kind and hospitable. You usually get invited to their homes on their first meeting with you. They'll invite you to come and eat with them. We're going to check whether that theory is true with Lian today. And since the time she was very young, all she wanted to do was literally just travel. So every time she tripped to Cape Town, to Johannesburg, or everywhere in the country, it was just a huge adventure. Now we know that the trip to Johannesburg isn't always the most exciting one. It's usually for work, usually for something official. But for Leanne, being the adventurer that she is, it was always an adventure. And after managing and then owning a maths and science service center in Johannesburg for, gosh, 20 years, she had the opportunity to move to Cape Town. And this was a paradigm shift for her, brought about a change in career. And she says she approached her older years with reverence. But Leanne is a young spirit. She's a woman traveler. She's intuitive. She's social. And she's a doer and she makes things happen. So all of that combined gives you the inimitable Leanne Chen. Leanne, welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. You look so shy, like I was speaking about somebody else.
Thanks, Janet. It must be my glasses. And I'm really it's quite an honor to be selected by you. So that's quite exciting. I'm excited to talk about my product and myself. I think that was my key point of entry into this world, is that the world of tourism. Women do want their voices heard. We don't have to shout out. We don't want to be forced into aggressive marketing of ourselves. We just want to have that nice gradual entry as everyone else, just to have a say, to see things and to have an opinion, and then to be heard, without all the stuff that goes with subdued women, I would say.
Yes.
It's
And
very
you know,
important.
Leanne, the saying, you grant agency to other women just by being is so powerful.
It
Because
is.
how often have we not seen someone and thought, wow, I love the way she dresses her curves. It gives me agency. I love how vocal she is and how she owns who she is. It gives me agency. And I'm a strong believer in that, so I hear completely what it is that you're saying. So, Leanne,
Right.
first about life in Joburg and the transition to tourism. Tell us about.
Okay, so basically, in Johannesburg, to go anywhere, it's quite a distance. So I bought a seven-seater, and I thought I could travel a little more, but I had to work Saturdays. Owning a business and mathematics, the students were more available on Saturday just for their convenience. So that hardly happened. And my mom asked me, "Why did you buy such a big vehicle?" And I said, "Well, I just said midlife crisis, mom." But I knew that I really wanted to travel. So we did a few trips in December, from Joburg to Plet to Durban to Cape Town, and those were such fun, at a very relaxed pace. And we got to see a lot, just by actually letting the journey unfold, as compared to having a rigid, a structured approach to what you're going to do each day, an agenda that you've got to be a bit more flexible with. So when COVID came around, and I was like, "Oh, I'm so over Joburg. I just want to move to close. I missed it desperately." My old stomping ground, Stanger, which is now Kota Kusa, is about 15 minutes away from Tindi Manor, where the new
Oh,
club is
wow.
going to be based. So
Oh,
that's
I had no
huge.
idea.
Yeah, that's so huge. We used to go camping there on the river for a full week, with my
Wow.
family of 10 different families.
Oh, I love it. That's what I miss about Durban, is the huge family gatherings.
It is, yeah. And we're different now. We're so individual and independent. So I still have family, and we still get together. So, Janet, I used to come to Cape Town at every opportunity, and I was so lucky to have friends that lived here, and they take me for little excursions, and I wanted more. I really wanted more. So when we moved here after COVID, and I managed to sell my center, I went straight into a tour guiding course, and I have to say that was the best thing. I integrated into Cape Town. All the mountains unfolded, the wine unfolded, as you know, wine can do that to you, wherever you
Wine
are.
draws you in and keeps you happy for sure.
It does. It's all in the grape, Janet. It's all in the grape here. So basically, and then I joined the guiding community. I was fortunate enough to even meet you at, Women in Tourism. There's also the Cape Tour Guiding Community. It was so helpful. Just the networking and the educationals that I got from that. It's quite an interesting community. It's not as isolated, even though you have your own individual offering. So I thought about women and again, how their voices need to be heard, how we need to support each other and highlight our solidarity. As soon as you feel seen and you feel heard, you grow stronger, which is what, just to reinforce what you said earlier. So I designed these tours for women only. I'm going to say and allies. We don't want to be, if you've got a husband or you've got a partner,
Like-minded people, I guess.
like-minded, that yeah, that would be helpful. It's always difficult to enforce that, but I'm going to try really hard to get that niche market going so that women know when they join my tours, they will get what they were promised, which is as a tourist, you really want that. Okay, so basically, I'm going to just quickly tell you. So women, you want a soothing unfolding of the local history, geography, and culture. And the scenery. So I combine that with events and cuisine. I have three tiers. So there's step out tours light for the gentle traveler, and step out tours balanced, but it's more comprehensive and engaging. And then I have step out tours over the top for all the frills, meal, drink, and tapas, all inclusive.
Oh, I love it. I love the tearing, Leanne.
I think it's important because everyone's different and everyone's at a different space. I just saw that if you go to the river today and then you go tomorrow, the river is different and you different. I think that's quite
Completely.
an important concept. So you could choose over the top today and tomorrow you just want something. I call it a silent rolling retreat. So basically,
Oh.
as soon as you leave the city and you're looking at the mountains, you actually might not want anyone to talk. And you can just unwind in your own silent way. So there's also that. I try to
Sounds
be
amazing.
flexible. I try to be as flexible as possible. So my tours are basic, the Wynlands Overberg, do the Mini Peninsula, the West Coast Heritage Tour, City Centre and Waterfront. As a tourist myself, I was just in Greece. It would have been so good to know someone who can show you the local offerings in a gentle way, but where you get all these hidden gems. I think hidden gems are huge for tourists. You can't find that
Absolutely.
yourself. Yeah, you can read magazines, but you still don't get them. So then we also offer my Cap Classique Super Tour. Another
Oh,
thing,
sounds nice.
it's 3 days, 2 nights, and we do 4 farms in friendship with one with a safari, and we end the day with the wellness, staying at a wellness retreat. The next day, we head to the Robertson Valley where the lime and the charcoal, the limestone there gives you the best Cap Classique. Okay, that is my opinion, and it's biased, but I do find the best. So we do you can make your own Cap Classique, and that's quite a wonderful way to get to know the thing that you drink at every party or every occasion. Also, yeah, and then we end that round that off by going to a woman-owned, she's French, but she lives here, and she just does two bubblies, and then a little bit of the Himalayan, just a slight touch of all the different wine
Oh,
valleys.
one must do the valley for sure.
Right. Yeah, and it's different. Each one's different. So I call that my Cap Cusique Super Tour, and I also highlight the widows of Champagne. They contributed so much, but nobody talks about them. They talk about Dom Pérignon, and all he did was try to keep the fizz in the bottle. He didn't want it out. And then he thought it was like exploding stars finally. But very funny story because yeah, they thought it was like evil basically. So Veuve Clicquot actually was very crucial actually to keep do the riddling method, which is important for champagne, and the second fermentation, which gives you that beautiful bouquet and that moussey. So it's lighter. So the longer you ferment it, the lighter it becomes. So she was crucial for that. And then Madame Pommery did the brut method. So basically, she grew up in England while going to boarding school there. And the English crowd wanted a drier champagne. And so she invented the brut method. So we want to talk more about these women. They're also a businesswoman. They could be as widows. So then in France, if you were someone's daughter, your father would basically own you, or you were someone's wife, your husband would own you. But if you were a widow, you could get a bank loan. So
Oh, how interesting. So, yeah, that is
the
a
first.
very interesting story. I love that.
Yeah, the first business woman, and they also created pensions for their staff, and they also helped during the wars, hide people in their underground cellars. So there was a lot happening in France at that point, during the wars, the Franco-Prussian War as well. Just a little bit more about my tours. We also focus on festivals. There's the I'm going to say it for the last time, hopefully, because this is my favorite topic, is Champagne and MCC Festival in Franschhoek. It's
When
normally
is
up.
that happening?
It's always the first weekend in December. Now, I've been to five when I was in Joburg. I just loved it. It's a dance, and they
Wow.
focus on Cap Classique and some champagnes. It's a wonderful event, and it's always a dress up with a theme, and the venue's amazing, outside the monument in Franschhoek. So there's a lot of festivals, and I look at the olive festival that's coming up in Ribe Castile. We do the harvest festivals where once the grapes express itself, and then it goes into the bottle. So those festivals are always prominent at Cape Town. Janet, the very important thing is the queer woman traveler. It's very important to my own heart. Being queer is particularly isolating type of way to live, and these festivals are so important. So we highlight the gay pride festivals. Cape Town's been chosen as the World Gay Pride for 2028, so I'm hoping
Amazing.
everyone supports this. Yeah,
And
it's.
that's quite a big topic, the LGBTQI community, Leanne. And it's a community that has, again, I use the word agency. There's a more enabling environment in the Western Cape, I believe,
Correct.
for people of alternative lifestyle. And I was at the theater this week to watch this Bri Cycle, and it talks about the underbelly of the community, the violence, the prejudice that goes with it. It's something you must catch if you can at the arena at Artscape, the sort of alternative stage. And it's definitely a very loaded topic, definitely a conversation over some wine and
A sidecar.
a sidecar. Oh my God, Leanne, you are the woman of my heart after that sidecar. I cannot tell you. It was a trip,
Okay.
and I still need to do a rerun of that sidecar. It's such a good cocktail, but
Good
definitely a
cooking.
sidecar. But coming back to what you're saying about the queer community, it's a niche. Please share with us how you are accessing the community, engaging, and yourself being firmly ensconced in that community. What does it mean for you to be able to articulate this voice?
Okay, so we basically have collaborations, and that is a great way to attract tourists to the gay community. In the old days, we'd go to clubs and it was easy to make friends. In fact, I landed in Provincetown, Cape Cod, just by making a friend here in Cape Town at a queer club. So she
Oh,
owned a
wow.
hotel in Provincetown, Cape Cod, and I spent 6 months there having a job. Basically, I was 32 and it was amazing. It was just an
This was
eye-opener.
like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, you
Yeah,
got
2 years
that
ago,
right.
still in your mid-30s. Then, what do they call it? The dirty 30s.
Well, yeah. Okay, I mean, mum's the word on that one, right? Okay,
Yeah,
so
it stays. It
okay, so
stays under wraps.
I've aligned myself with firstly Cape Town Lesbians and do a lot of activities that are so we have a queer book club at the City Hall Library. And they've offered us a space in the art gallery, so we do that once a month. So we get a lot of tourists joining that. I don't know about the books, but they're actually there to meet people, and that's a nice, gentle way on a Saturday morning to do that, and then probably go out for lunch after that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit going. So we have a queer hiking once a month and surfing as well. So for those folk that like the water, there's that. It's all once a month, so it's regular, and people have something that they can schedule on their timetable on their trip. So they're bound to get one of those, which again is an opening for tourists. It's wonderful to meet other folk of similar nature. The other thing I've done is join there's a group Teach a Woman How to Fish. It's a kayaking tour every year in Greece, and it's a friend of mine, Erica. She's also in the queer world, and we actually did this tour last month in Greece. It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant, in the Isle of Lesbos, which Sappho was she used to write poetry to women and hence Lesbos and then lesbian. So that's just a
Yes.
little history in the naming. But the kayaking tour itself is such a lovely way to just get out of yourself. Also learning to deal with other women, because I feel like we have kept ourselves very insular, and having those experiences and just sharing and coming out of yourself is quite a challenge, I have to say. And COVID also, changed a lot of the way we do things, or we always protecting ourselves. The other one
Yes.
I've joined is UK Black Gay Pride. So the runner, the person who manages this, Aisha, she's a friend of mine, and I met her at World Travel Market here in Cape Town.
Amazing.
So they have once a year in August, this huge, they call it UK Black Gay Pride, but it's open to all and everyone attends. So they have about 30,000 people attending. So we're going to do some collaborations as well. And I try and get women on board to be my expert or strategist for that particular thing. So for art tours, I've got a female artist. For eco, I've got my partner. She does sustainability and energy monitoring. So she is
Amazing.
the climate change strategist on board on the eco tours. And then in Greece, I've got someone who's from Cape Town. So it was quite a remarkable coincidence. She owns something called Ohana Queer Ranch, and she does a festival once a year. She has accommodation and a restaurant. So it's quite heartwarming. The women gather around at 10:30 every morning. Any woman just joins up, and they do a swim to a rock, and it's
Oh,
quite a
wow.
spiritual experience. Once again, women uniting and feeling free with each other. So that's quite nice.
Amazing initiatives, amazing work to create a sense of community for these women. I mean, I'm just listening to you and I'm thinking, how do I join the club? How do I join the club? And it's so interesting because you have book club, you have swim, you have social. It's phenomenal. It really is. And it's such a sense of community. And I think that is the strength, is to be able to be part of a community It's again, it's about creating a sense of commonality because you don't feel weird or out of place. You don't feel like you are negatively different, just unconventionally different, just alternative. Am I saying that right? I don't know what's appropriate.
Well, I like your approach, Janet, because I think regardless of what community you belong to or where you define yourself sexually, you want to feel comfortable. Because as you feel comfortable, your thoughts can unfold gently and you can have a conversation that means something to you personally, but only if you're feeling welcome and relaxed. So I
Yes.
feel like everybody wants that. Everyone's needed that.
Everybody wants a sense of community, absolutely.
Yeah, and we've all left our families behind, and we've moved to different spaces. So you can choose your community as well, which is quite a cool thing. Because your relatives you can't choose; you're already stuck with them. Bless them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I think the other thing I want to highlight is tour guiding and the economy. So what I like about Cape Town is it's a place for tour guides, like me, with passion and devotion to our country and our city, and giving us work opportunities, which is, you get to a certain age and you're like, oh my word, how do I recreate myself and my lifestyle? What do I do next? I want to do something I love. Look, I loved maths and I loved teaching, but up to Thursday and then I was over it. So, you get to a place where you want to do something that makes you feel alive and makes you feel valued. So that's what I'm finding with tourism and also the economy, because instead of you retiring to a safe space, you're actually promoting our economy, which is so huge here in Cape Town. And you're providing a place for tourists to come and get a grand overview of what we have to offer with a specialized local twist and flavor to their journey. So it all,
Phenomenal. I'm loving it. We could talk for days,
Yes,
and we will
and we
talk for
will.
hours. We will talk for hours with some sidecars on the side for sure.
Right.
But we have to end. We've reached the end of our time slot. In fact, we've gone over, and I've indulged it because I've been having such a great time. But I'm in trouble with Innocent here, who's saying we are out of
Oh.
time. We are out of time. So, Leanne, wonderful to catch up with you. Always so fantastic to talk to you. You bring new insights, and I'm so excited about these tours and this community. So, if there's ever space to have someone that is not from the community come and just experience some of it, please do think of me. I would really appreciate that.
You'll be on the top of my priority list. Thanks, Janet.
Thank
Thanks a
you.
lot.
Thank you, Leanne. I would love to see life from the colorful side and engage with your community.
Cool. Thanks. Thanks, Janet. All
Thanks so
right.
much for being on Jet Setting with Janet, Leanne. It's great to be able to have you on the show, and I am looking forward to seeing you in person very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Janet, and cheers.
Take care.
Bye.